And although Julian lived until 1975, leading UNESCO and the London Zoo and mentoring David Attenborough, his life, like his grandfather's, bore a distinctly Victorian stamp. Both Huxleys tried to instill order in the chaotic, confusing world around them. At best, that meant understanding it. At worst, it involved sinister forms of control, as in Julian's lifelong enthusiasm for eugenics. Sometimes positive and negative impulses coexisted. Thomas hailed the end of slavery in America, but sneered at racial equality. Julian denounced Nazi pseudoscience, yet advocated the semi-compulsory sterilization of the disabled, almost in the same breath. Meanwhile, though they spent their professional lives categorizing the natural world, both found themselves obsessed with points at which the scientific method broke down. Thomas, a renowned rationalist, confessed a fascination with spiritualism. Julian embraced palmistry and New Age ideals of cosmic convergence. For all their zealous support of evolution, its implications haunted them. They saw the animal lurking inside man, and the humanity in animals. Influenced by Darwin's interactions with orangutans, Thomas hypothesized that the line between apes and people was etched so thinly that a clever ape could best a dull human. Julian was an early vociferous campaigner for endangered animals and a founder of the modern conservation movement. In Guy the Gorilla, he found a creature he adored perhaps more than anyone, Miss Bashford writes, and a mind he felt was equal to his own. Julian longed to communicate with Guy, but never could. The Huxleys wrote about evolution as a romance, an epic of progress and transformation. In their own lives and observations, they also saw the cruelty of science and the bleaker aspects of inheritance, the madness, the sorrow, the chained ape's pained, silent gaze. Both sides and both men are painstakingly illuminated by Ms. Bashford. Balancing scholarly rigor with an eye for the absurd, her book reveals the human drama behind scientific fact.